Now, a new episode. I haven't really had the energy lately to write a script, so this is definitely late. Now, this episode is about Smurfette. You guys probably know Smurfette. She's, as some people think, the only female Smurf. I'm doing air quotes while saying that. Smurfette is an artificial Smurf, a homunculus, if you will, created by the evil wizard Gargamel to spy on the Smurfs and sow seeds of jealousy. In the comics, she left the village after the story she was first featured in was over. The cartoon, however, made her a permanent character in order to sell more merchandise to girls. Therefore, she appeared in the comics, too, after the cartoon started airing. She was the only female Smurf. Was? Yes, was, until Sassette was created. Sassette is a Smurf created in the same way Smurfette was. Only a smaller amount of blue clay was used, resulting in a Smurfling, a young Smurf. According to the Smurfs wiki, people who never heard of Sassette always questioned where she came from as they thought there was only supposed to be one female Smurf. Some incorrectly assumed she was the offspring of the Smurfs. She was really created by the Smurflings, a group of young Smurfs, or Smurflings, yeah. In an attempt to cheer up a sad Smurfette so that she wouldn't be lonely anymore. But due to their small size, they only gathered enough blue clay to make a Smurfette that was two apples tall, or the size of a Smurfling. The trope, the Smurfette principle, is actually not that correct, as the Smurfs actually had multiple female Smurfs in it, although Sassette was introduced later on. That's all for this episode. I know it's short, most of these episodes are probably gonna be. Thanks for listening.